This July the 3rd will mark the 25th anniversary of the 1993 floods that impacted the city of Madison. To commemorate the anniversary, KJAM Radio, with the help of a number of local residents, will be sharing the stories of that day. This is Looking Back, the Flood of 1993. Brought to you by the Lake Area Improvement Corporation, Farmers Ag Center, and Complete Septic Service. No one who lived it will forget the morning of July the 3rd, as is told by Rod Goman, Roy Lindsay, Roger Olson, Jim Iverson, Doug Spielman, Dean Garrels, and John Goman.
Well, on June 28th of 93, we had received over 20 inches of rain. Normal rainfall is about 12. There was water all over. Everywhere you looked, there was water, and we would say, well, it can't rain anymore. Can't get any worse than this.
You know, weeks before, we had so much rain that month, so it just had nowhere to go.
And it rained on Thursday night, Friday night.
The whole spring was sump pumps, hoses, you know, and all the drainage items that were from the heavy rains that we'd had, you know, about every week, if I remember right, it was raining.
And you could just see the water coming across Gale in the town, but no one can see the flooding.
Like I say, we were pretty new into our house. Every 2.5 days, we're mowing the yard, you know. And it's just like, this is getting old. It's getting crappy. Quit raining. Quit, you know, need to dry up. And boom, here we go.
I know in our case, we got up early. You know, we heard it rain. It rained so hard that morning. And
getting up in the morning and you know, just the rain was incredible. Just the volume.
And we have a big window next to the bed, and you know, and so I looked out, and when I first looked out, it was bankful. And then, I don't know, a little while later in that, I looked out, and it was filling our back field and coming up toward my garden. And that's when I decided to get up, because I knew it wasn't, you know, it wasn't going to be good.
This has been Looking Back, the Flood of 1993, brought to you by the Madison Regional Health System, the Madison Fire Department, and Timmer Supply.